Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Welcome back, Yankee fan. Chris here with another bonus episode of the Chase for 28 podcast. And it has come down to this. Game 3 was an absolute disaster. Yankees lost 5-0. Yankees are down 3-0 in the series. There's not much to say. The Yankee offense has completely and utterly disappeared. Gerrit Cole came out tonight, and that would be a bright spot. Gerrit Cole was your bright spot. 5 innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, should have only had 2 earned runs in the game, but when he was pulled in the 6th inning for Trevino to come in and basically give up a couple of hits while the bases were loaded, yes, Cole comes out with men on base, but I don't know that I would have taken Cole out of the game. I think he could have got out of it and maybe given up 1 run. But let's be honest. When the Astros went up 2-0, this game was over because the offense has completely dried up. In this series, through 3 games, the Yankees have scored 4 total runs. Their team average is 128. In this series, through 3 games, they have had 5 extra base hits. In this series, they are slugging .223. And what is most concerning of all, through 3 games, this team has struck out 41 times. They have had 6 hits or less in all 8 postseason games this season. Cole came ready to pitch. The offense is gone. There is no bright spot in the offense. Rizzo, 0-for-3. Judge, 0-for-4. Stanton, 1-for-4. All right. Yes, the Yankees had 3 hits in the game. 2 of those hits came in the bottom of the 9th inning. They got 1 hit, basically. Sorry. Yay, Matt Carpenter. You got a hit in the bottom of the 9th inning. You struck out twice tonight. You left 2 men on base. Harrison Bader, 1-for-3. Again, he got a base hit in the bottom of the 9th inning. So what? Donaldson, 0-for-3. Oswaldo Cabrera, 0-for-2. Jose Trevino, 0-for-3. Judge, 2 strikeouts. Stanton, a strikeout. Torres, 2 strikeouts. Have you picked up on the fact that, yes, Gleyber Torres will watch a first pitch ball and then swing out of his shoes on the second pitch and not hit it? Couple of pop-ups tonight. The offense is pathetic. Of course, I was communicating with AJ during the game tonight, and we both came to the same conclusion. Can we win 2 games just so they don't celebrate on our field? Can they win Sunday and Monday so we have to go back to Houston, and Houston can win game 6, and we lose 4-2? I would love to be proven wrong, You know, between the two of us, I am always the eternal optimist. But I guess just watching a lot of the Yankee baseball this season, of course, because of the show and because I'm a fan, this team doesn't deserve to go to the World Series. They don't deserve anything. And it's not a matter of if they lose this series. It's a matter of when. It's probably going to be tomorrow. I'm sure Nestor Cortes is going to come out and give it his best shot. And I'm sure this team will probably give up some sort of one run, two run, and they will be pressing from go. This team does not have what it takes. They were not who we thought they were the first 3 and 4 months of the season. That's the bottom line. Bob Costas made a great point in the postgame show. Since the Yankees were, I think, 52-18, they have played 100 games through tonight. They are 50-50 in their last 100 baseball games. They're a 500 ball club. I don't know what else to say. The offense stinks. And we will talk about it in the offseason. And unfortunately, the offseason is going to be here sooner than we would like it to. But there will be no 28th World Series championship won in 2022. And I will be honest here. There's a little teeny tiny piece of me that wants to believe that by saying that out loud, some type of magic will happen. That the ghosts of the Yankees will show up the next 2 days and the next four, and somehow we go to the World Series. But it's a very, very small piece. Again, Gerrit Cole did a fine job today. Didn't deserve to be credited with the additional earned runs and the runs given up because they were on base. All right, 5 innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 7, only gave up the 1 homer, right? But that 2-run homer might as well have been a 10-run homer. Again, the Yankees got out-homered because they also got out-hit. And for all intents and purposes, the American League Championship Series is over. There's, again, teeny tiny small piece of me that is that childlike, has that childlike wonder that the team can do this, but it's not going to happen in reality. Maybe they win a game tomorrow, but that doesn't show respect, right? The Houston Astros own the New York Yankees. The Yankees have, they also mentioned in the postgame, in the last, in total this season, in 91 innings of baseball, the Yankees have had the lead for all of 3 innings. In 91 innings. Two of those are, or were, Judge walk-offs this year, earlier in the season. I mean, they damn near got no hit tonight. No hits through, I think, 3 or 4 innings. It's not going to happen. We'll see what lineup Boone puts out there tomorrow. Although I will say this, at this point, we all know, if you're somebody who says that Boone is a puppet, then it's not Boone's fault. You know, based on making decisions with the analytics and whatever he's being handed in his binder, then you can't put it on him. However, we're going to, and, you know, I'm sure Boone will come out of this, you know what, hold on. We're not going to get into off-season stuff until the off-season. Game 4 is tomorrow at the stadium. Of course, the game will be on TBS. And that game is at 7:07. First pitch. Yankees-Astros. And Nestor Cortes will be on the mound. We will see what happens. And like Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that. I want to thank you for listening. It's frustrating to be a Yankee fan right now, I know, but we will see what happens tomorrow. Have a great night, and I'll be back after the game one way or another with thoughts on game 4 of the ALCS. Have a good night. Go Yankees.